is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Coronavirus case numbers increased more than 15% across Britain in the most recent week measured, according to a weekly infection survey released Friday after the government relaxed virus curbs. The figures contrast with the health ministry's daily testing data, which registered dramatically declining cases during much of last week. It recorded a halving in new daily cases, which has since gone into reverse, surprising officials and experts who had predicted the July 19th removal of remaining pandemic rules would prompt a surge in infections. However, the latest survey by Britain's Office for National Statistics, which is seen as more reliable, suggests cases may not have fallen and that daily testing failed to detect many new infections. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has argued that a successful vaccination campaign, which has seen 71% of adults fully jabbed, allowed for the full relaxation of legal curbs in Britain. The move attracted widespread criticism, with fears the state-run National Health Service could again come under severe strain from rising caseloads, even if far fewer people are now dying of COVID. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has described the Delta variant of the coronavirus as being transmissible as chickenpox and cautions it can cause severe disease, according to U.S. media reports, citing an internal CDC document. A report from the agency shows the variant is also more likely to break through protections afforded by the vaccines, but such incidents are very rare. It also says Delta is highly contagious, likely more severe than other variants, and breakthrough infections may be as transmissible as unvaccinated cases. Still, the CDC's figures show that vaccines are highly effective in preventing serious illness, hospitalization, and death. This is VOA News. Australian police